are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, top of the morning to ya. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I should do that. You know, I watch CNN and Fox News. We're on CNN now. Everybody has an accent. They're all from Britain. They're all from Great Britain reporting the news. Now, it looks like people like that. They think we're much more intelligent when we talk like this. Oh, sorry. I threw some Cockney in that, and there may be some Australian. Sorry about that. All right. It doesn't work for me. I don't sound any more or less intelligent than I do. But it's just fun to say top of the morning to you. All right, guys. We are on. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know. I had a busy week. I was able to fill in for the fabulous Alan Stock. I did a lot of radio this week. I was on the Andy Dean Show, of course, as well as doing my show, GCN, of course, working their little tails off for my big tail, big butt tail. We got Donovan working the dials. Big shout out to my newest affiliate, 1050 AM KSIS on Sedalia, Missouri. I know it rhymes with Dr. Dahlia, Sedalia. Of course, KQEW in Fort Dyce, Arkansas. Big hello, WOMI to Owensboro, Kentucky. Of course, everybody else who's listening in Montana and Illinois and XM and across the United States. Howdy, howdy. How? All right, you guys are going to love some of this news today. All right, looks like to save money, hospitals may not operate on you if you're shot or stabbed, because studies are showing that you really may not need the surgery after all. You could probably walk out of the hospital and be okay. Yeah, you know, we got to save money here. I mean it. I'm not making this up. No surgery required for some stabbing or shooting patients. That's what the headline is. So we need to talk about that because I think some of us are now really freaking out. All right. Also, the Argentinian president who was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, just had surgery to take her thyroid out, has been told she doesn't have thyroid. She's been told, quote unquote, my bad. Sorry, not funny. My bad. So, no, someone's getting fired for that one. I mean, how does that happen? How does that happen? Also, looks like there's a school in Georgia where kids came home with math questions about slaves. If one slave had to pick this much cotton, another slave this, how much cotton did the slave have to pick? So parents are absolutely outraged. So I think this is the, if I had to sum it up, this is kind of one of the outrage type of days on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Argentinian president is ticked. We're going to be very ticked if no one's going to operate on us if we get shot. Parents getting ticked. A lot to talk about, but I hope you all aren't ticked and you want to call into the show kind of nice and happy. Just call into the show nice and happy, happy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And yes, a big shout out to KDWN, my home station. Big hi to Jim Dallas, who's over there. Hey, Jim! All right, guys, great show today. Please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Even though I want to get to these headlines, I know what's been huge this week is doctors going broke and doctors leaving. And I know many of you really aren't playing a violin for us, and I get that. Thank you. All right, but I'm unhappy about it. You know, doctors are going broke. All right, it was, you know, blasted on CNN. That due to our poor reimbursements, due to changes with healthcare, the economy, doctors are. I know many doctors who are losing their homes, losing their practice. It's very frustrating and it's very, very scary. You know, I love mid-levels, nurse practitioners, PAs, but the truth of the matter is when the doctors go, the nurse practitioners and PAs are going to have to take on the brunt of healthcare. And unfortunately, they don't get as much education that we do and as much hands-on. I wish they did. A lot of them want to, but their programs don't allow it. They don't. And they, you know, do get to graduate earlier than us. Makes me think maybe I should have done that instead. I'm still paying student loans. You know, and so I know some of you are like, really, Dahlia, really? You guys are really going broke? Well, yeah. Let's just look up. Let me pull out my budget here. Let me pull out my credit card here. Okay. All right. So for a typical month, my malpractice, with no lawsuits, knock on wood, I'm paying at least $2,100 a month. Okay. Medical supplies, $2,000 a month. Victoria's Secret. Oh, no, skip that one. Workman's Comp, a few hundred a month. Macho Man's Leather Shop. Sorry. That could be my husband's. I'm sorry. You know what? Let's skip my budget. We don't have to look at mine. Anyway, just take my word for it. We spend a lot of money. Sorry. It was supposed to be funnier than it sounded. Okay. Macho Man Leather Shop. That was a good one. Come on for a Saturday morning. That was a good one. All right. You guys, no sense of humor. Okay. Anyway, our budgets are really high. I think the big problem is inflation goes up. Everything goes up. A box of gloves went up. Tube of KY went up. Your tongue depressors go up. Everything goes up. Your workman's comp goes up. Your labor costs go up. Everything goes up. Yet reimbursements go down. I mean, it was bound to happen. Not to mention with the economy, when our patients lost their jobs, they lost their insurance. You know, and, you know, doctor's offices will, you know, do a cash discount and, you know, come up with ways like that. But, you know, most people can't afford that. And it's very, very frustrating. It's very frustrating. And again, I wouldn't mind seeing 20 patients a day at $25 a patient. Or, again, and I know everybody hates this analogy, but I love it. You know, bring me a chicken that I could cook for. Well, I can't cook it. I'd probably give it to my husband. Right? I like the olden days the way it was. You had a small office. You had your husband or wife in there with you. Maybe your kids. You saw the patient. You had one nurse. You only had to pay for one nurse. You didn't have to have a sign. You didn't have to deal with insurance companies. You didn't have to pay billers. You didn't have to pay for Medicare training. You didn't have to pay for malpractice. You saw patients out of your home. What was that, growing pains? The guy got to work out of his house. Gosh, that's nice. Man, that was nice. You know, low overhead, patients pay you $25 a visit. I mean, again, that would still even be cush. You do what you need to do with them. You know, you stock some medicines that they could maybe buy. You know, it was so much simpler. Now with all the BS, it's ridiculous. Anyway, don't go away. We'll be coming right back. I have to take my union break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com, while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I woke up this morning looking at this article, no surgery required for some stabbing or shooting patients. Okay, now I've done ER and I've done surgery. And so, you know, when, you know, at first you look at this, you're like, okay, well, you know, maybe it's because, you know, I mean, it's like a little tiny scratch, you know, a little tiny, you know, just kind of airbrushy type of thing, a little abrasion. But they're like, no, they're really talking about penetrating injuries. They're talking about gunshot wounds and penetrating injuries to the abdomen and chest. They're talking about stab wounds. All right. So it came out. There's a couple different sources here. This is going to be reported in the British Journal of Surgery. Team of researchers poured over the National Trauma Data Bank. They poured over the data bank. Yeah, that must have been exciting. And examined more than 25,000 cases of penetrating injuries to the abdomen, 12,000 gunshot cases, and 13,000 stabbings in the U.S. between 2002 and 2008. And they found that more hospitals are trying a no-surgery option when possible. It's helping to reduce the number of unnecessary operations, prevent complications, and save money. According to Dr. Adil Haider, senior author from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, patients are coming into hospitals and recovering without any surgical intervention. Next, they're going to say, just stay home. I mean, why even bother? Right? I mean, if you really want to save money, just stay home. Is that what they're telling us? Across the country, more and more people are doing non-operative management.
The findings appear in the British Journal of Surgery. Now, okay, what I don't understand is, all right, which country? Are they talking about Britain or are they talking about us? If they're talking about John Hopkins, that's us. Okay, so first thing the ER does is this patient's stable. Okay, well, again, you can do that from home. Hi, do I have to come into the ER? I'm shot. Are you stable? Yeah, I'm stable. All right, you're good. Am I the only person that finds this absolutely ludicrous? This is ridiculous. First question, is the patient stable? If they aren't, then they will probably move straight to surgery. Well, duh. If the answer is yes, now you have time to do diagnostic testing. Okay, so if they're stable, then they're going to do that. Okay, so you do get to come. They do allow you to walk in or drive yourself into the ER. That's nice. They say diagnostic testing could include a CAT scan, could include some blood work, maybe even a physical. Yeah, yeah, maybe even a physical. And it's sad. I shouldn't laugh. The way healthcare is going is so sad. It is so scary. All right, so they would probably do a physical exam on you, blood work, and maybe a CT scan to see if the gunshot wound or stab wound needs or warrants any further looking into. All right, well, that's nice. Okay, let's kind of read this from the horse's mouth. All right, selective non-operative management for stab wounds is now commonly practiced, the authors continued. However, the use of selective non-operative management for gunshot wounds remains controversial. Who talks like that? Who even talks like that? Okay, so what you're telling us, is many stab wounds and gunshot wounds don't need surgery. That's what you're telling us. Okay, but aren't you supposed to go in and take a peek to see if something else got nicked? Aren't you supposed to do that? Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, technically we could do that by physical exam. You just take the physical. If their blood pressure isn't dropping and they aren't tachycardic, they're probably not exsanguinating. Well, I don't know. I mean, blood does pool. And, you know, blood does pull into a pocket and then all of a sudden something moves and then, you know, gushes and then, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. I've worked in the ER. Okay. No, you know, yes, vitals are very important, but you know, I'm sorry. All right. And I understand that taking someone's blood pressure is cheap. I got that. I'm sure Obamacare, is very pleased with us, using, a blood pressure cuff for initial management of a gunshot wound. I get that. I want to save money too here. But, no, I'm sorry. If I'm shot or stabbed, I really would like somebody to look around. I mean, that's what they did. Exploratory surgery started after World War I. All right. They would, anybody that got stabbed or shot or whatever by World War I, they would do exploratory surgery, became the standard of care. But then what happened is, I guess in South Africa, when the riots of apartheid erupted in Johannesburg, hospitals, they say, were flooded with patients who had been stabbed. Now, of course, the doctors who had to triage went to the sicker individuals first. All right. So by the time they got to the healthy people, they were like, I'm fine. I was stabbed. Can I go? I'm fine. So they deduced that, you know, if you leave a person waiting long enough that's healthy looking, you probably don't have to do anything. Okay. I don't like this. It's almost like every single day there's an article out or a study trying to tell us we don't have to do this anymore. We don't have to do this anymore. And I mean, maybe if you really look at the numbers, okay, how many people die, right, from less penetrating shot wounds or stabbing injuries, there's probably a lot less people die than we seek out. You know, because again, when they do these studies, they do cost benefit analysis. All right. So if one person dies per 1,000, let's say, and it's more expensive to surgically open everybody up, they'll say you probably don't have to surgically open everybody up because that 1 per 1,000, would cost less than the surgery. All right. Now, you know, you could look at numbers and you could break out your calculator and you could count on your fingers all day long. All right. I look at it as we're looking at real lives here. Okay. We are looking at real lives. People get shot every day. People get, you know, blunt trauma. All right. We really don't need guidelines. Okay, telling us you could probably watch and wait. All right, it's instinct. When I worked in the ER for a very short time, it was only about a year and a half before I opened my practice. I wish I could have done longer. It was probably one of my most favorite medicines. It was instinct. It was gut. All right, sometimes the tiniest wounds were pretty severe. I told you about that story where, you know, I'm looking at an x-ray of somebody, And, I mean, he's actually doing pretty good. But I'm looking at the x-ray, and there's this big, huge, sharp wedge of bone detached in his leg. I mean, but the rest of his leg looked good. And I'm looking at this, and I go, you know, where the heck did this come from? Well, it ended up coming from apparently the kid, Lake Havasu. Bunch of kids come down, spring break, summer. They get drunk, and they jet ski, and they, you know, do stupid stuff on the lake. So a couple kids were drunk, ran into each other. One was in extremely critical condition. We had to ship to Phoenix. Well, that part of his bone, his leg, had shot into my patient's leg. All right, now I'm not saying, I mean, I know that really doesn't prove my point, but what I'm saying is, I mean, nothing is predictable in medicine. I mean, okay, maybe you could predict sore throat, or sore throat, you get penicillin, after 7 days, they get better. Okay, maybe that. But I think the doctor that thinks that every outcome is predictable is a horrible doctor. A good doctor assumes that anything could happen. You know, another story we're going to have to talk about today is there was a little kid that had a fever, 2-year-old. Mom gave him children's Tylenol, right? Single dose. Kid starts bleeding from the mouth, going into liver failure, and dies. Just from simple single Tylenol dose. So the parents are now suing Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, like, well, it couldn't be high. I mean, it was a single dose of Tylenol. What are you talking about? You know, that can't cause liver failure. Yes, it can. I'm not bagging on any one company, anything. I mean, any pill. It could be the wrong pill at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong liver. I've heard of this before. Acetaminophen, single dose, shutting someone's liver down. It's rare. Very rare. But, I mean, look at how cavalier we are with telling people to just go take over-the-counter medicines. You know, I mean, you know, what I never understood when I was taking call as a resident and as a doctor at night is I never understood why we were managing patients over the phone. I mean, I'd have mom say, my child has 105 fever. I'm like, go to the hospital. I don't want to go to the hospital. Let me just give him Tylenol. Well, you don't know what the fever's from. You really want to mask the fever? Can we figure out what's going on? Go to the hospital. Let somebody take a look at you. You know, if you can't wait for me to open the next morning, go, no, I don't want to. I just want to give him Tylenol. You know, and I mean, after all these calls, Dr. Dye, I got chest pain. I'm like, go to the hospital. I don't want to go to the hospital. Let me just take my Nitro and call you back in 5 minutes. You know, so you're up all night with these calls, and you're like, you're managing them blindly over the phone. And again, no outcome is predictable. You know, I got a call from somebody who said, I have a cough. You know, can you call me in some cough syrup, 2 a.m? I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know, really, really, you can't take some Robitussin until I wait. No, it's kind of a bad cough. I'm having trouble breathing. Well, if you're having trouble breathing, go to the ER. No, let me just take some Robitussin. You know, what are we supposed to do over the phone as doctors? That's why I can't stand overnight call. I think, you know, if it can't wait till we're open, somebody needs to look at you. You really can't manage people over the phone. But we cavalierly give Tylenol. We cavalierly do things, treating everybody the same. You know, 2-year-old with fever, have mom give Tylenol. Look, the child dies. And again, it still hasn't been 100% proven that it was the Tylenol. But, you know, maybe we shouldn't be treating everybody blanketly. Problem is, the opposite's going to happen with Obamacare. I want to talk a little bit more about this. Let's get to medical headlines. So don't go away and take your calls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. D-O-C-D-A-L-I.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, thank you for staying with us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about some new guidelines that may be instituted for stabbing victims and shooting victims, because to save money, exploratory surgery may not be necessary in many of the cases. And, of course, you know, I find that extremely frustrating as a doctor and as an prior emergency room physician. I mean, and they aren't just talking about like the simple brush wounds, right, of your upper arm. We're talking about abdominal penetrating injuries by either knife or bullet. And, this came out because when they saw the riots in Johannesburg during the apartheid movement, they found that many people who were stabbed when they went to the more severe cases, by the time they went to the healthy cases, many of them were like, I'm fine, can I leave? And I'm like, well, if you're fine and you could leave, then, you know, great. So they found that many wounds really don't need to be addressed. Many wounds do not need to be explored to see if anything else was nicked. All right. I'm, again, not a fan because I see a trend. Okay. Subtle may it be. A trend of these articles coming out and these studies coming out saying we could save money, you could save money by doing this, okay? And I do not want to turn it to a country where if you get shot and you get stabbed, no, you're probably not going to get treatment because we need to save money. I think they are really saving money in the wrong areas. You know, we were talking about this on Alan Stock's show. where Governor Jerry Brown of California is going to be asking California citizens to pay $6.9 billion in taxes. All right, a lot of money. A lot of money they need to take on. If not, they're going to be cutting the school days and school weeks of the year. Now, you're looking at this going, okay, so, you know, we're running out of money, right? So they're cutting on stab wounds, cutting on abdominal wounds. California is cutting on schools, right, and our children's education. Well, why? Where's all the money going? The DREAM Act. Entitlements. Can somebody get their priorities straight? You know, the DREAM Act now is coming into play where people that were born in this or brought to this country illegally, who have now grown up and want to go to college, can go to college under in-state tuition and possibly apply for scholarships, right, and financial aid. And this is where the money's going, all right? So regular citizens are losing, you know, education dollars. The hospitals are going under, right? We're now, you know, on a national level, considering not treating or not exploring all stab wounds and gunshot wounds, and nobody sees any problem with the priorities at all. Nobody, you know? I mean, I hope somebody addresses this in the debate tonight. I suppose there's a debate tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific time, right, with the presidential primary candidates. Nobody ever really seems to talk about health care. You know, the only thing they say is repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare. Okay, well, that's nice. Yeah, you know, yeehaw. Okay, but now what? Okay, what are they going to do? I mean, you know, we still need to save money, and where they want to save money is kind of stupid. You know, kind of stupid. You know, what's been circulating around was the Mark. You guys heard that somebody had called into the show, Mark Levin show, and it was a neurosurgeon who called. Well, he claimed he was a neurosurgeon that had just gone to a Health and Human Services, I guess, update on some of the changes, and he was talking about how people 70 plus were considered quote unquote units and may not qualify for any neurosurgeon intervention. Right? Again, in a way to cut costs. Now, I'm not a unit, okay? I mean, you know, maybe I have some chunky units, right, in places, but I'm a human being, all right? We're all human beings. And I know they want to cut costs, but I think they're going about it completely wrong, all right? You know, you want to discriminate against age. Already, they've already planned that, and I've confirmed this with the transplant surgeon, that they are going to be, in terms of transplants, now, rather than first come, first serve, going to age. You know, if you have a 21-year-old who needs a liver or a 70-year-old that needs a liver, the 21-year-old's going to get it. All right? They just don't have enough organs. So they're already moving towards, okay, well, let's do less for the older. Now, remember, life expectancy is increasing. We talked about that. All right? We predicted life expectancy was going to, be 80s by, you know, the next year and by this next decade up in the 90s. Well, it's already happened. New York is now claiming they have life expectancy now up to 80.5 years. All right, we're getting older. All right, and I'm sorry, 65 to me is still considered middle age. I keep talking about this. Some of you agree with me, some of you don't, but I don't think 65 is old by any means. And if we're going to start seeing Medicare make cuts for 65 and older, or now, as this neurosurgeon claims, units 70 years old or older, I mean, can we just, you know, stop for a second and look at where we're really wasting money? You know, we always talk about tort reform. All right. I was going to talk a little bit about that when we were talking about doctors going out of business. And I know many of you, you know, you're like, all right, Dahlia, I know, you know, the tort reform is nice. It'll save you money. But honestly, I want to be able to sue my doctor if they do something wrong. You should be able to sue. Absolutely. You have that right. I mean, if somebody comes to work drunk, if somebody chops off the wrong leg when they were supposed to amputate the other one and they didn't look at the arrows, which I've told you all to put. I take a permanent marker and draw arrows on the body part that's supposed to be. Why not? You know? Yes. All right. Yes. You should have a right to sue. Absolutely. But all these failure to diagnose, right? You didn't order the test, doctor. You waited too long before you referred them to a specialist. Those are the suits that are causing doctors to order test after test after test. You know, if I did ER now, in this litigious society now, I mean, anybody with a stab wound, anybody with an abdominal injury, I'd be CAT scanning. There's no way. Because nobody is saying, oh, yay, Dr. Dahlia, yay, we're going to save you money because you saved us money. Nobody says that. But they go, what? You missed an artery, arterial bleed, what? And you're out. So the system is completely messed up. Absolutely messed up. I still don't believe Medicaid should be 100% free. I still don't understand why people can't spend $5 or $10 a visit. I don't understand. Why does everything have to be 100% free? Okay, why don't you get $5 or $10 a Medicaid patient and then use that money for transplants for seniors? Or use that for exploratory surgeries for gunshot wounds. No, no, Dr. Dahl, it has to be free. The entitlement programs. No, 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 no. We have to take care. We have to take care of our poor. Everything has to be free. Free, free, free. Free, free, free. Well, okay. You know, some of these people that are getting things for free would still probably like to be explored if they were shot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for being patient. We got Donovan. He's going to handle your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as you can see, we have a problem that I don't know how it's going to get solved. I don't know where we're going with this, where it's gonna lead. But what I do know is they're making the wrong decisions. All right. And they're, you know, studying like crazy ways to save money. And insurance companies are going to capitalize on this and say, look, not all exploratory surgeries with gunshot wounds are warranted. Sorry, we don't have to pay. PSA testing. That was, again, in the news. Another article saying we don't have to check people's PSAs as often as we do. All right. We don't have to do serial PSA testing. Yet anybody that's ever had prostate cancer is coming forward saying, what the heck are you talking about? What are you talking about? Now, insurance companies are going to take these and capitalize on it and say, look, we don't have to cover it. Remember, insurance companies now are going to start drowning because of the Obamacare rules. They are going to look for any out because they got to cover pre-existing. They got to cover all pre-existing conditions now, and rightfully so. You know, they can't limit your benefits. So if you've had 5 transplants, right, they can't say, sorry, you've exhausted your policy. They can't do that. So they have to find other ways to cut. So they love the fact that the U.S. Task Force is saying, no, no, don't run PSAs. No, don't do this, because then less cancer will be found, and then they get to pay less. All right, the one thing that our population is going to have more and more of is cancer, because we're outliving the heart attacks, and we're getting older, and cancer is expensive. Now, cancer rates are dropping. And we're living longer. We're beating lung cancer a lot better. Colorectal, breast cancer is down. Melanoma is up. And pancreatic cancer is up. But, I mean, we're starting to knock a lot of these cancers out of the ballpark, but they cost money. A lot of it. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate. We're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's get through some medical headlines. We've been talking about Nick Cannon from America's Got Talent and also the husband of Mariah Carey and newly father of twins. Good guy. I like this guy. He's been in the hospital for renal failure. His quote is that he's aight. He says he's aight, which is good. Interesting, though, in any of the pictures they show, he's covering up his stomach. Now, when they said he had mild renal failure, that doesn't really make a lot of sense to people. But there's acute renal failure. There's chronic renal failure. There's renal insufficiency. But when someone's in renal failure, sometimes one of the more serious side effects is swelling. And he seems to be covering up his abdomen, making me think that he swelled up pretty bad. He was in the Denver hospital, got moved to an L.A. hospital, but they say he should be going home in the next couple days. We don't know why that happened to him, but if he's going home, at least that's a good sign. Also, Etta James is coming out of the hospital, is actually home now after being taken off a respirator, suffering end-stage leukemia and dementia. Russia, but that's a good sign. She's back home. Good for her. Very, very excited about that. Also in medical news, red wine again has been hinted at helping decrease your risk of breast cancer. They aren't telling us how much red wine we could have. I can't drink red wine. It gives me headaches. But for those of you enjoy, and I guess I'll just have to watch, you know, but, it's, you know, red wine. Why don't they just tell us, like, guys, just go ahead and drink. You know, I get asked that all the time. I go, Dahlia, if wine's supposed to be good for your heart, if wine's supposed to be good for and prevent dementia, if it's supposed to help prevent, you know, breast cancer, when are they going to tell us how much we could drink? Well, they won't, because still there's a risk of oral cancer with alcohol. So nobody wants to put their license on the line. Nobody wants to put their neck out there. Right, on the chopping block. So no one's telling you how much, but we're allowed to tell you these studies. We're allowed to, you know, tell you what's going on. All right, also in the news, Argentinian President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner never had thyroid cancer this whole time. She was told she had papillary carcinoma of the thyroid after a biopsy, was admitted to the hospital, had her thyroid completely removed, and ends up, nope, not having cancer. So, who's getting fired? Now, they say this happens a lot. Well, I shouldn't say it happens a lot, but they say false positives can happen. It's very easy to take a look at a cell and have a false positive, but really they took out the whole thyroid. You know, there's a variety of things people could do. You could have a partial thyroidectomy. You could have, a type of a procedure where they take frozen, they look at the specimens while you're still under the knife in the operating room, and they go, you know what, you could carve out deeper, kind of like a Mohs procedure type of thing. You know, they could do that, but all I know is somebody is in a world of trouble, a heap of trouble for this puppy. Now, thyroid cancer, though, I talk a lot about on the show because we pick it up a lot. You know, we pick up people with nodules and, you know, we palpate them and we're like, well, that's a little odd. We do an ultrasound. Sometimes there's 6 millimeters. Sometimes there's 1 centimeter. Some of them we biopsy, they come back cancer. And I mean, it surprises us. And then you have some people with big, huge goiters, big, huge masses that are cancerous. And, you know, of all the cancers, thyroid, luckily, because it's so slow growing, is a lot easier to treat, but it's still not a cancer you want to have. I mean, you don't want to have cancer if obviously. But it's so slow growing that a lot of times we pick it up, we treat it, and people are like, yeah, I'm a cancer survivor, it's thyroid, and I'm good. And I always recommend people get their thyroid ultrasounded. You know, a lot of times those little lumps, those little nodules are very difficult to palpate. And ultrasound is easy, it's cheap, it's painless, no risk. So I would love to recommend, I would just love to recommend everybody, you know, get an ultrasound. I'd love everybody to get a CAT scan, you know, for gunshot wounds, but it's not going to happen. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Dave on the line. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. You started your program talking about some doctors that were going out of business. And you also talked about analyzing people over the air, you know, prescribing something, and you really want to ask a couple of questions. So these doctors, it seems to me that they're going out of business because of financial health. So let's take an example. You're going to rescue these people. They just came into your operating room, and you're going to ask them a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. And you have a business yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and in your business, you have employees?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and beginning of the year, they get a W-2 describing that they earned wages. So we're actually analyzing this doctor's business.
Okay, no, but you started with the OR. What are you talking about with the OR? I'm you're losing me, Dave.
Well,
these
doctors are coming into your OR.
Uh-huh.
Okay, these doctors are coming into your OR, and you're asking them several questions. And I was just using your business as an example that you're going to the type of thing that you could ask the doctors. Well, the answer to the question is, first of all, when you and I are talking, when you have a business and you have employees and they earn wages, that's talking about a doctor's business. In the common language, we say that. But the doctors have been bleeding every year, and if they
right.
could go and recover some of their blood, they could rescue their business. So here's how they do it. I know this is I'm just giving it as an example of financial health.
Okay, you're telling us how a doctor could rescue his business, right? You're telling us how a doctor could write.
That's correct.
Okay, how can we? I'm probably on the chopping block too. How?
Okay, this is how. You look up, and you can do this in 3 seconds if you have a computer in front of you. You look up Title 26, Section 7701, the definition of a trade of business. Here it is. You do not have a trade of business. You do not have employees, and they don't earn wages. Well, they earn wages, but they're zero. Trade of business includes the performance of a public office. Does that sound like you? That's
no.
The definition of a trade of business.
You know what, Dave? I feel bad. Dave, we're coming up on the end of the show, and I got a couple more calls. Dave, you know what? Email me, because I'd love to get some of your advice. You sound like you have some sort of financial knowledge. It just, I got to let you go. I'm so sorry, but, thank you for calling. You know, if Dave was making a point, I think the point he was making is doctors, we're in this business to help people, and, you know, we've been seeing people for free and using medical supplies and, you know, giving our time and being on the phone at night with patients, and we don't charge. We do so much billable things, and we don't bill, billable hours, and we don't bill for them. You can't. Insurance won't pay. And I hate to perpetuate the myth that doctors are bad business people. We aren't. We aren't. We know how to run a business. It's just we aren't allowed to. You know, I mean, if I could charge for every phone call in the middle of the night, I'd be a very rich woman. But no, we don't get to. And I think it's very, very frustrating, extremely frustrating. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Diane on the line. Hey, Diane, sweetie, what's up?
Hi. Oh, my God. You know, my husband's primary care physician, I think, has quit over this. We've got to get down to the VA and find out. But what happened at a federal hospital? People think you're just complaining. This is a federal hospital. She sent orders up, sent him up. He was a mess. She wanted tests done. She said, this is bad medicine. I need to know what's going on. They sent him away.
Why?
His daughter had to yell and scream and go back 3 times to get him admitted. His doctor, who's very good and very frustrated, she looked at her coat and she said, I know I'm the doctor. It says so on my coat.
I know.
So people who think Obamacare is going to save them, if they don't know what a federal hospital is, it's the VA and military hospital combined. My husband is 100% disabled. This is not just his right. It's his benefit. He gave his life for it.
Yeah, of course.
And they aren't
of course.
Doing it. So it's not you being a doctor complaining. This is what medicine's turning into.
It is. Diane, and I know we've talked before. You've called on our show before, and you're such a sweetheart. I got to let you go. We're at the end of the show. But God bless you, Diane, and God bless your husband for his service. There's going to be a lot of changes. We were talking about this on the Alan Stock Show, how hospitals are going to be penalized for readmissions. So you come back to the hospital because you're sick. They may not take you because they're not going to get paid or they're going to be underpaid. The patient's the one that's going to suffer. You guys got to make your voices heard. All right, guys, great show. Sorry it was so short. Please listen in 6 to 9 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Call in with your questions then. You all be safe. And don't forget to sign up for the Alaskan Cruise. We're going cruising. Bye.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.